to the Game Class and Podcast, where I hit record and think out loud about all of the things that are circling around in my mind. Things that I've discovered listening to podcasts, audiobooks, reading, scrolling on Instagram, life, thoughts that come up. I typically make a note in my phone, and as I'm inspired, I hit record and think out loud with you. I'm so glad you're here. If you're into creative living, living intentionally, hopefully this will resonate with you. And as always, thank you for being here. Hello, my lovely. So it is Thursday. It is June 13th, and this is, I believe, episode 14. And today I want to talk to you about our mindset. And this is inspired by a book by Carol Dweck. She wrote a book called Mindset, The New Psychology of Success. I've heard about this book for years and years, yet I never did buy the book until just this past week. So I only just started listening to it. I'll probably have more to share, but I wanted to talk about the concept of fixed versus growth mindset with you today, because this is such a powerful concept. So I'm sure you know the difference between fixed and growth, but if I had to come up with something that a fixed mindset person says on repeat, it would be, I am who I am. I'm not going to change. If I haven't changed by now, I'm never going to change. Do you know anyone who says things like that? And they truly believe it. They just believe that change isn't possible. They were basically born this way. That's who they are. And they're maybe even okay with that. So basically, the fixed mindset, according to Carol Dweck, these people believe their talents and abilities are innate and unchangeable. A growth mindset, this is where people believe intelligence and skills can be developed through practice and effort. And I am here to say I believe that 100%. I'm going to give you some examples of how a growth mindset has helped me with my creativity, with all the things I do for my business. If it wasn't for my growth mindset, there's no way I get to do what I do, or there's no way I'd be hitting record on this podcast. So let's kind of dive into a mix of concepts and stories and talk a bit about this, and just be open to considering, where in your life do you have a fixed mindset? Where do you have growth mindset? Because we can have both. Okay, so let's talk about the idea of a growth mindset working for us. So once upon a time, it was like a lifetime ago, I believe my boys were still like preschool. So that's a long time ago. They're 31 and 33. Really bad with remembering ages. I do know their birthdays, but we don't need to do the math on that. So let's imagine this is like 27 years ago. So we didn't have a computer 27 years ago, but we wanted to have a computer for the boys for school coming up. And I don't know, people were getting computers. I can't remember how this all played out, how this all came to be, but essentially we got a computer. Okay. And oh my goodness, do you remember the computers? Like, ugly. They certainly weren't aesthetic and big, and how far we've come. And of course, for me, I just love Apple products. That was life-changing when I finally got my first Mac. I think that was in 2008. I can't remember. That was an exciting time. In fact, I got my first Mac by doing something on my blog. Okay, I'm getting sidetracked, but I got to tell you this story. I wanted to buy a Mac. I always had a Windows laptop, and it was just struggling, and it just wasn't inspiring. And I remember when I decided, oh my gosh, I need to switch to Apple. I need an iMac. It was because I watched the movie with Anne Hathaway, Meryl Streep, The Devil Wears Prada. And there was Macs in the office, like everyone had a Mac, and I was just like, oh my gosh, I definitely need a Mac. So I didn't have the money to buy the Mac, but what I did have was my blog, and I had started my Photoshop tutorials, and I was making textures at the time. So I made a texture pack called I Need an iMac Texture Pack. Oh my goodness, some of the names back then that I used. But I'm telling you, that texture pack was exactly the amount when I sold it to my beautiful community to buy my iMac. And that kind of catapulted things as well. Okay, let me get back to that computer that we bought, whatever, 27 years, something like that ago. So we buy this computer, and here's what I said to my husband. This is a fixed mindset statement. I said, I hope you will be able to figure this out because I know nothing about computers. I'm not good with computers. I never was. Like, I remember declaring this to my husband. Thank goodness curiosity called me to that computer. And it was through that I discovered this entire world of painting, getting your work published, connecting with other painters, connecting with companies who would give me paint brushes and paints and pay me for articles in magazines. It was because curiosity called me to that computer and I started to uncover this possibility within that screen. So thankfully, I didn't keep that story, that fixed mindset. And essentially what that would look like is me just telling that same story. I'm just not good with computers. I'm just not good with computers. And I am sure I have done this in other areas of my life. I believe we kind of all have a mix. We have growth mindset, but there's probably some underlying fixed mindsets going on with all of us. Okay, so I get the computer. Then I start painting. And then I'm painting and submitting to publishers, and the stuff wasn't even good. I'm not saying that as like being mean to myself, like it really wasn't good. But I think it was the growth mindset that kicked in from the curiosity of discovery that I just went ahead and I put myself in front of people. I asked and I got answers, and I got a lot of yeses from that. So I got publishing deals with magazines. I had contracts with painting or paint companies, brush companies. Then a while later, I decide I want to get published. I want my painting to be published. Instead of making something over and over again, I want to make it once. I want it to be sold in stores and so on and so forth. So I needed what was called a publisher, and I submitted the signs I was painting mainly for Etsy, or I should say eBay back then. I submitted pictures and they gave me a deal. So there again, growth mindset. And what I had with that growth mindset was I really just wanted to create enough income from doing that, that when I got my quarterly check, it would have a comma. Okay. So like 100 doesn't have a comma, but 1,000 has a comma. So if I could get a comma in my check, that would be amazing. And it didn't happen overnight. It took almost a year of submitting and then the publisher actually printing and putting them out into the world to see that comma. And then there was like a double digit comma, so 1,000 or 10,000 and so on. And it kept growing. And then all of this is happening and I start to lose my spark for painting, mainly because of my whole story with my son. He was going through so much, and he was a teenager, and it was so scary and so exhausting, and I kind of just quit painting. And maybe there was a fixed mindset right there happening with my son for a while, basically thinking nothing would ever change. But I'm grateful to say that I found my way out of that thinking and started to believe in him ahead of time. And that's where I started to write as if about his life changing. And I'm not saying that writing as if changed his life. I'm simply saying that it helped me to see and imagine a better story for him. So all the while, I have maybe had fixed, then shifted to growth, and growth, all in growth. It has just been a variation. So even if we have a fixed mindset, we can change the way we think about things, and we can shift into a growth mindset. Fast forward, I'm taking photos. I'm a still photographer. I love it. But I'm seeing people making beautiful films. And the story I'm telling myself is I'm a still photographer. So really, filmmaking doesn't work for me. That was fixed. Over time, I keep seeing these beautiful films. And finally, I get out of my own way and I start experimenting with hitting record in my way. And eventually, I fall in love with making films. And I want to keep growing and becoming and evolving. I don't want to simply stay the same, doing the same thing. I like that if I look back to 2016 and I see my photos there versus today, I see growth. If I kept that fixed mindset about the computer, you can be guaranteed I wouldn't be having a podcast right now, or running courses on my computer, or obsessed with Lightroom. There's no way. Is there something in your life that you want to do, but your fixed mindset is holding you back? So what's important to you? What do you desire to create in this life? If you have this calling and your fixed mindset is holding you back, is it possible to shift and experiment and follow your curiosity and be okay with being okay and potentially see where it takes you? You might amaze yourself. And here's the other thing. I bet you have examples just like me of a fixed mindset shifting to growth, and you have these beautiful results from doing that. What might that be? Give yourself some evidence. And let's say you don't think you have any evidence. That's totally okay. You get to choose fixed or growth and choose new thoughts and take different actions. Be okay with being okay. And you might be amazed at what comes from that. All right, lovely. Let me know your thoughts. Send me a DM on Instagram. An email, hello@kimclausen.com. If you feel like this could benefit someone, share it with them. And as always, thank you for putting me in your ears and listening to me thinking out loud. We'll talk to you soon.